Express yourself.
Sending out a very good morning to everyone listening out there. This is another edition of KYAQ's very own Talkline. Today is Friday the 7th, February, Friday the 7th. And I'm Peter Atchuk.
And Samuel Berlin.
Yes, our regular host, Diane, she's not available this morning. So we're going to, with Sam, we'll go right into it. So our lines are open. Numbers to call are 543-KYUK.
543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
We'll also email radio@kyuk.org.
Yes, and you know, you already, for those of you that don't know, you can call anonymous or even send us an email anonymously if you like, you know, and then we will not read your name over the air if you prefer. So feel free to call. And we got some fresh snow out there, look like, Sam.
Yeah, there is. Early this morning, I went out and I was surprised to see some new snow.
Wow, yeah. It smells and it's so fresh, you know, like there's, you know, in the summertime, you know, you can smell the ground and whatever else, you know, but with snow like that, it just smells so fresh, like pure. Mm. And it just does something to you. So, but, you know, I think this kind of snow is easy to drift and blow. So people, if you're going to be out and about on the river trails, you know, you should be prepared, because there's probably a lot of snow drift out there.
Yeah, especially for truckers. Remember to pack along a tow line and shovel. Two main important things to have in the truck.
Yes. And then yesterday during that Kitwachtago show, I had Sam Wilson as a guest, and we were able to we talked at length about, you know, survival techniques out there and you know, being prepared for the worst thing that can happen on your trip, you know. So it was mostly on snow machine traveling type, you know, but then there was some mention of also we have a lot of they've been paving the river trails for trucks. So, I don't know, but when you do that, I know that with this kind of snow, there will be a lot of snow drifts right after you pave them.
Yeah, berms.
Yeah.
And after being so warm and all of a sudden getting cold, those berms are going to be hard.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, frozen.
Better to
stiff.
Be careful, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, and then I also heard on the radio that there's some overflow issues along the trails. The one they mentioned of was around Napaskiak and Oscarville area. Some water had seeped up on top of the ice, and that might create a travel hazard for some. So,
yeah, especially after being warm and there's overflows. When it gets cold like this, there's cell ice.
Yeah.
Be very careful of those. It's very slippery and could very easily get out of control.
Yes, very much. You know, those shell ice, I've, one year I had the unfortunate incident on my snow machine coming down from Kalskak to Bethel. I broke through one of those shell ice, and one side of my ski got under that, and then, and that tipped me over, or that flew me out of my machine. And after that, I have big respect for shell ice.
Yeah, me too. I've done the same thing, got just flipped around and flew off my snow machine and got hurt.
Man. Oh, no. Yeah. So if you're on a snow machine or a four-wheeler, you know, those are places to try to stay off them, you know. And even on trucks, you know, with shell ice, you know, you can probably get into problems, too, if you hit one of those. So.
Yeah. One of the things that that I seen this morning, too, was that moon, that full moon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't looking.
Yeah, it was just setting down at the west side. Oh. Oh, it was real nice.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. We don't have a calendar in here. Oh, there is really a small calendar. I don't have that good eyesight, you know, but it tells you where, when the full moon will be. And then with the full moon, I noticed that the tides get higher, too,
yeah,
around here.
Yeah, they do.
So, so, you know, people, if you're going to be traveling today, looks like a nice day to travel. But would be nice to hear from people that are been keeping working on the river ice road, you know, to get a report from them to see where it is good to go. Because I heard from one of them that they did grade all the way down to Tunt.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know, but this was a couple of days ago. And and then they were talking about maybe furthering our trail going upstream about Bethel. So so we'll see what happens, you know, with this kind of amount of snow. Then there'll probably be a lot of work to clear out a trail to go that far up, because it seemed like where there's trees up river, like say from, I don't know, Kalskak on up or from around there, the snow tends to stay a lot longer than out here.
Yeah, yeah, from Tuluksak on up.
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah, but there's places where there's wind, there's always presence of wind, so even if there is snow, then there are places where it's clear ice throughout the year, most a lot of times. So you know, there's varied kinds of trails, you know, now, and always be ready if you're going to be headed out. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing that I kind of kept up with was that impeachment for our president.
Oh, no, and I that, keep out of that.
Yeah, and that was pretty interesting for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, not
the
for
way,
me.
The way that the Senate mm-hmm. and between the Republicans and the Democrats were at it, you
yeah.
know.
People have spoken, yeah. All right.
So whatever came out of it yeah. happened.
Yeah, you know. It had to happen. Okay, we got our first caller from Napaimi. Do we say good morning to Mark? Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I guess first we should start off with our deepest condolences and prayers for the people in that plane, and especially for the village of Kipna.
Yes.
You know, and what I'm going to talk about, what we're working on today, is related to that. We just met with the troopers here on the river. They're going to be using the road they plowed to Tunt to get closer to the crash site to bring everybody home that needs to be brought home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really heartbreaking, you know. And the project that we're working on is also, you know, kind of related to that. The necessity of the ISO, the need for our region to have other options besides air travel, you know. We often forget about our neighbors way up the river. You know, they're far away. They're kind of few. But they have the same kind of issues that we have down here. And this winter has been a real struggle for them with the extended cold and the bad weather. And you know, they've been having a lot of issues with lack of air service because of the weather, and it's become to the point where it's critical. You know, they've been having medical emergencies that can't get addressed. They, the night before last, they lost someone in Crooked Creek because a medevac plane couldn't get in. So they've been reaching out. They wanna get hooked up to the rest of the Kuskokwim Ice Road, and we've been looking for ways to pay for it because it's going to be a long stretch.
Yeah,
reaching out wherever we can. And you know, while I have the ear of people listening, who really needs to support this ice road is the state of Alaska. You know, right now it's the tribes scraping and scratching to keep this road going. The state of Alaska, they're using it every day. I see them, different departments of the state. But what we're doing today, because Donlin Gold was the only entity willing to help extend the road further up for the people upriver, is they're financing us to go to try to get to Sleipnut.
Wow.
And so we just left Bethel. We've been preparing for this for a couple of days, maintaining and repairing our equipment, gathering what we need, every possible thing we might need for a long trip. It's about 240 miles upstream from Bethel.
Yeah.
And we'll be working with the Crooked Creek tribe, with their crew. We have a plan to meet halfway between the Pyramid and Crooked Creek, with their equipment and our equipment, and then we're going to stay together and work our way towards, hopefully, the end goal is to reach Sleipnut.
Wow.
And give those people upriver another option for travel. So, yeah, I just wanted to say a little bit about it and thank everybody for their continued support of the ice road in the lower river. And still, you know, keep thinking and praying for them people in Kipnak. I can't imagine leaving five people from your village and four people in just the blink of an eye, you know.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
I had a question mark, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Regarding the ice road. Now, you guys maintain, once you've plowed it, then do you maintain it also, or what happens with that?
Yeah, you know, we all know how it works. You can plow a road and it can blow back in a little while.
Yeah.
What we've been doing is, as long as we continue to get support, you know, financial support or fuel or whatever, we're going to keep going. If the support stops, then we have to stop. But so far, you know, the region has stepped up. We've had help from YKC, AVCP, several of the tribes. Alaska Hovercraft gives us fuel when we need it. That's a huge help.
Wow.
It's a constant, I don't know how you call it. We have to keep asking.
Yes.
You know, we have to keep asking. And that's where I'd like the state of Alaska to step in with some stable funding for this road so we won't have to scrape and scratch and beg and borrow.
Yeah.
But for now, it's the tribes leading the way. And in a way, that's the way it should be. But the tribes don't get very much.
That's true.
To do this. So, and the Pyramid gets very little to do it.
Now, if somebody wanted to donate even a little bit of money, where should they send it?
Well, I guess the best place to start would be to call me, you know.
Okay.
And then we could go from there. I wanted to say a little bit more about the need for state support.
Mm-hmm.
They used to fund the ice road here.
Oh.
They used to. If you remember years back, like for Bethel, the city of Bethel got ice road money, and every year they would put out a bid, and different contractors would bid to plow the ice road. That went away. But I did find out that the state of Alaska does still fund the ice road up there in the Northwest Arctic Borough. And it's like, gee whiz, you know, we have much, much higher population, much, much greater need in our region for the ice road. Why can't we get some funding too, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So we're gonna keep beating that drum. Maybe one of these days they'll listen down there in Juneau. But okay, my crew's leaving me behind.
Okay, all right.
Go pick them up.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Mark, while you're still with you, you're still with us, you know, we just wanted to thank you and your people involved in keeping this ice road open and working on it. You know, I know it's not easy, but you guys have been doing an awfully good job.
Yeah,
thank you,
you know,
again.
Our guys, they love doing this.
Yeah.
They love it. They love it mm-hmm. being on the river. They love it because it helps the people.
Yeah.
They really enjoy this, and we always can't wait to get out here on the river. And all day long, everybody's talking back and forth on the radio, joking, telling stories.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And a good crew. But I wanted to, before I go, there is some severe weather coming.
Mm-hmm.
So people should probably be prepared to hunker down or, you know, you've got to carry. I can't stress it enough. You've got to carry what you need, you know.
Yeah.
There was a couple of vehicles stranded last night down Johnson. One guy was out of gas. It's like, gee whiz, make sure you have enough gas, you know.
That's
make
right.
sure you have a shovel and other things that you mentioned earlier in the show. So, yeah, there's some weather coming. And when those little kids were lost, oh, that was another one, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, what the elders used to tell us, the weather hunts for people, you know. So don't be one of those people that get caught in it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kuyana, Mark.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Kuyana. Yes. What a wonderful, you know, I never, you know, I question my truck sometimes to go on a long trip, you know, so the only place that we went to, my wife and I, was to Nunup. And then, but we haven't ventured further up, you know, just to around mouth of a quick area. So that's as far as we went, you know, but I hear people are going upstream, you know, when the weather's not too bad. So people are traveling, people are using it, you know, and that one day when we traveled upstream, we seen, I don't know, 40, 50 cars easy, you know, that short time we were out on the river, so people are using it. And the city of Bethel and the stores, local stores, probably, you know, get a big boost in their sales and activities, you know, when the river ice road is open. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Another thing that I heard about upcoming event around the week, the middle part of February, are those dog races in Gwichluk. There'll be dog races. There's other events. There's basketball games going on, men and women. There's fiddling going on. So it's all going to be almost like a little winter Olympic for this area.
Wow. Yeah, and then Jamai, of course, is coming up, you know, but nowadays during that time, you know, the trail sometimes gets questionable the last several years anyway, but no telling what it'll be like this year.
Yeah, that's right. It's been pretty cold, and it got cold out there too. So we might have a decent trail this year.
Yeah, that's possible. And then thinking about thick ice and breakup.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be activity during breakup time. A call from Atmautauk. Good morning to Edward.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I have an act to come in the house. in like when look just like to go there when we travel with Kataksuta.
Yeah.
I go like stop and think. Just stop when you get lost, stop and think.
Yes.
I go like to go and stop and think. We're told by our elders, yeah. When you get lost out there, don't try go. Stop and think.
Yeah.
Experience. I love to makek. One time I was taking a steam makek by myself.
Yeah.
I'm near you, so.
Oh, no.
I was alone, really hot. Somehow, there was no door, nothing. All walls. I could see nothing but walls. My mind told me, go out that way. And I seen the stove long way. My mind told me to go that way. And I told myself, hey, stop. You're never coming that way. Then I stopped and think. Which way I came in to Makiwiki site. Then I think I came in through my back. I never came in Yahoo by the stove. My daka it whisked and I couldn't think right. So what we are told by our elders works. Stop. Think. You save your life. It saved my life. I stop and think in the Makiwik when I had no more door. All I could see was wall. So I stop and think. So that's why I'm still here breathing and talking. I stop and think.
Umyongchak.
Okay,
thank you, Edward. Yes, very good advice. Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes, that's true. What he's saying is very true. Our elders telling us to stop, you know, instead of keep going. And then when you're alone, I've done that before too in my younger times. You know, I even though I don't know exactly where I'm at, you know, I'm going out there. Maybe I'll find a landmark or something that I'll recognize and then keep going, keep. And then, you know, it's, what he says is very true. You know, SOS to me means, stop, observe, survive. Yeah, it's, you know, SOS is a universal sign for being in distress or needing help. You know, but to me that's, I always think of it like that. You stop. Then you observe and see what your surroundings, observe and find out what you have, you know, that'll help you, and then survive. You have to do, you have to think to survive, and you'll find survival. Bethel, good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Peter.
Yes.
My 40-day feast will start at noon till maybe 6. Everyone is invited for my son's 40-day feast today. Thank you.
Okay, Kuyana.
9416 Thunder Ridge.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, yes. Yeah, so, and you know, there's ways you can survive out there, you know, like those young kids, you know, they thought through what they were up against and they worked together and they survived.
Yeah,
that was a really amazing story.
Yeah, I'm still trying to process it in my mind. What the mindset was, especially for the oldest boy that was there, what was going on in his mind that made him stop and think of the youngest of the family. It's amazing. And also what Edward was stating too, in the stage of panic, that's when things all around you start looking the same, when you're panicking. So what he's saying is very true. You need to settle down, stop, think, try to make sense of what's going on.
You know, that that panic, or, you know, when you get in panic, that's so easy. I mean, I've almost panicked when I was out there in the wild and couldn't go anymore. That panic is right there. Pretty soon, I think what helped me was I was talking to myself, and I would answer myself rather than just thinking about it. You know, I'm thinking about my mind would just go wandering, you know, different things, and I couldn't process them all. So I started slow down, got myself together, and I started talking about what I'm thinking about.
Mm.
And then to me that helped, you know. I would answer my own self, you know, as weird as it might sound, you know, but that really helped me.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. I've done that too in those what we call adlibiriaks, angayat, where there's water underneath and just
like quicksand or something.
I got on top of that.
Oh, no.
And I fell over when the my footing got when I was walking, my footing got messed up and I tripped and I fell, and that's what saved me.
Whoa.
Because I had a stick, but I wasn't using it like I was supposed to.
Uh-huh.
You know, checking my way, and when I stuck it in, sure enough, there was an old creek or river underneath.
Man.
And the vegetation and what we call peat moss had grown right over it, and there was nothing underneath.
Allah.
You know, pretty deep.
Wow.
So they're there. So we need that walking stick.
Yes, and then we're up to our time that we're supposed to take a break. You know, you are listening to KYUK 640 here in Bethel. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Waka, your heart beats beyond you. It beats for your family, your friends, your people. Keep it beating with a heart disease screening. Contact your local Indian health care provider. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596 for more info. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Tune in to KYUK 640 AM today and tomorrow at 7:30 PM for the Warrior Boys versus Nom Nanooks basketball game. And for the Lady Warriors versus Nom Nanooks at Nome basketball games, you can tune in to KYUK's 90.3 FM Zomix today at 7:30 PM and tomorrow at 6:30 PM.
The YK Fitness Center is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. We have something for everyone's health goals, including the swimming pool, hot tub, exercise room, an open studio space, and much more. Also, offering fitness programs including boot camp, yoga, boxing, and instructional programs. This message is sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
I'm Stephen McAvoy from ENIAC. This is public radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac and 91.9 FM in ENIAC.
We are at KYUK's talk line, where you, the callers, can call in. The numbers to call are 543-KYUK, that's 5985.
I pass you 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
And email radio at kyuk.org.
Lines are open, but we have a caller now from Napaimi. We welcome back Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
And I wanted to say a special good morning to Sam. I always appreciate
hey, good morning, Mark.
I had one quick tip I wanted to relay.
Okay.
Something that we've been using more and more, and it might help other people. You know, if you're where you have internet access on your phone, we go to Cusco.net and we look at the Bethel radar. You know, that Bethel radar shows the weather coming in from the coast all the way up past ENIAC. So you could see it coming long before it gets here. So we've started using that more and more, and we say, oh, look, that heavy snow is coming. Okay, let's go back, or, you know, we use it to make plans. So that might help people.
Of course, yes.
Bethel radar on Cusco.net.
Yeah. Very good advice, yeah.
Yeah, something really good to know.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Okay, be safe out there, Mark Koyana. Okay. Our lines are open. For some reason, we didn't get flooded with calls this morning as soon as we opened. You know, but days are different, you know. Some days are different. There's never the same, you know, even on this call-in show, you know, but... some people have been having some issues with their phones too. I'm not sure if that's what's going on, you know, but our lines are open at this time, and we welcome any topic and anyone to call at this time. So feel free to share us what you got in your mind this morning. And I don't know what's happening this week. You know, but usually there's always something. I think there's still people are still playing ball.
Yeah, there might be some basketball games going on. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But what I would like to hear is someone calling from Gushluk and bring out what's going to be happening on their events.
Okay.
The
cool.
Upcoming events, like maybe Max or Harry or someone, you know.
Yeah, cool. Well, we'll go on to a caller next from Bethel. We say good morning to Sonny.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah.
One hello to you, one hello to Sam. And one more hello to all the listeners in this area.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I said three hellos.
All right.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning.
Yes. I was just wanting to call and say what a wonderful, beautiful, cold weather we're having. Thank goodness we got warm gear. You wear them and you'll stay warm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm just wonderful to be thankful and to say that, you know, even if I'm working for 2 days and go back to my normal well-being at home, for some of those that don't know that I'm on a temporary leave, but it's a wonderful time to be spending with family, bringing me a little closer to what I should have kept my eye open for. And I just like to thank our Creator that He allowed me to go to a small place like this. But once we lose sight of our own selves, we should try find find us in His sight and see what He can give us. And if we do that, you're going to be watched over and taken care of well, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for my ending conversation, at home I was making my pot of coffee. 2-3 days ago, I decided to make, what do they call it? I added cinnamon in a cup, enough to fill up a thermos. I added a lot of brown sugar, regular sugar, and coffee creamer. And it depends on how much cinnamon you want. If you want a strong cinnamon flavor or a less cinnamon flavor, you could put as much as you want, but just don't overdo it. Cinnamon's very powerful. I've had good compliments on a wonderful tasting cup of coffee.
Mm.
Wow. Yes. The funny one is I had cracker with what this cup this morning, and I had like 3 or 4 crackers, and I was having that whatever spice-flavored coffee I was having. And one compliment that made me smile: you smell like fry bread. Mm. It was such a funny, something funny that I did not expect to hear. Mm-hmm. You smell like fry bread. Mm. Okay, everyone stay warm, enjoy the weekend, be safe. Watch out for your travel conditions. I know there's a lot of ground snow blowing, so it's creating a lot of dangerous areas. Be prepared. Bring a shovel. And like they, I've been hearing, yes, please bring a tow rope. And if you don't have one, you might find yourself in a deeper situation that you not intended not to be in. So
yes,
always carry a tow rope. Everyone enjoy. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Peter. And good morning, everybody.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Sonny.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, all right. On to our next caller from Bethel. Again, we invite Lily. Good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Okay.
I am calling in to discuss the dog show that will be happening on February 23rd. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center. People, if they would like to register their dogs to be in the dog show, all dogs are welcome. They can email me at lilyreeder, L-I-L-L-I-E-R-E-D-E-R, @gmail.com. And all they have to do is say, hi, I'm interested in putting my dog in the dog show. All dogs are guaranteed their breed category and 2 of our other special categories, which are best tail wag, best trick, best bark, best costume, best agility course time, and most adorable. So you can enter your dog into 2 of those categories, and then they'll also be in their breed category. We will have prizes for winners based on our judges panel. And anyone is welcome to come watch the dog show at 2 p.m. It's going to be free entry, and there will be Bethel Friends of Canines paraphernalia on sale.
Very good.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Wow. Bye. That's going to be interesting. You know, I think that people get excited over that. There's a lot of dog owners that would like and like to show off their dogs, and you know, just so it'll be a good event. I don't know what day we don't. I can't read my calendar from 20, here. 23rd is what?
On a Sunday.
Oh no, that's January.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But she's 23rd on
okay.
a Sunday.
Alrighty, 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center. We go on to our next caller, Napakiak. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
Thanks to those guys, Mr. Larry from Napaimu and his road crew to keep that Kuskokwim plowed and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't it be the best time for those post office people in Bethel to do something like mail delivery by car, you know, to those nearby villages because, you know, they go by planes, and a lot of times the planes are on hold, weather hold, and they make lots of delayments and stuff like that. Mm. Wouldn't it be a good time for those guys to do something like delivery by car to delivery by car to a nearby villages, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe somehow if they start doing that, maybe they somehow could help fund those guys pilot and the road crew funding too. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, John, thank you very much. I kind of think that maybe Bethel Hovercraft, you know, does some of that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, hovercraft.
Yeah, I know that they do go to surrounding or nearby villages around Bethel that they can access. So I kind of think that's going on already.
I think if I'm not wrong, or it's bypass mail that they do handle, and that's for like stores,
yeah.
Schools, and yeah, maybe sometime they might even do some mail if it comes to that.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, they follow.
Federal regulations,
yeah, and such, you know. So, yeah, but they are getting about, you know, and that John was right about that. Yes, you know, the planes do back up. Like I've been hearing that a couple of weeks ago, seemed like around that time when the weather got bad for a little bit, that they were so backed up in the airlines in getting their mail and groceries out to them. So. Yeah, that's something to be maybe looked at more.
Yeah, one, I think, to me, you know, if you're living like in Napakiak, Napaskiak, Oscarville, even those outlying villages like Kasikilok, Nunap, that area, Tundra villages, that's something to look at. Use the hovercraft. Take your groceries over if you want to mail them. You know, use the hovercraft and it'll get there.
I wonder how they collect what they're going to bring out to the villages. I mean, can people just drop off their groceries to the hovercraft folks?
I'm not sure, but there'll be some fee for that. You know, you got to pay a little bit up front to have it delivered.
Yeah. Yeah. So something, you know, we don't know, but would be nice to hear from somebody from the hovercraft people, because I understand they've been also helping out in the trails that they use, you know, to the nearby villages.
Yeah. And they're available, you know, they're right there. Mm. Something to find out.
Yeah.
Give them a call and find out what's acceptable for them to take.
Yeah, would be nice to hear from them. From Bethel, we got a call from Ina. Good morning, Ina.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning to you.
Yeah, how's everybody?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, I just wanted to announce we're going to be having church service tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Old Bowling Alley. Lively Hope Fellowship with Pastors Curtis and Ina Pavla. I wanted to raise the issue with the rise of heroin and methamphetamine throughout our community.
Okay.
Because I'm very concerned about our young people. We're concerned about our youth and our families that are being torn apart because of drugs, the use of drugs. And sometimes when people are on meth or heroin, they can sell anything. When I hear, you know, when it overtakes a person, it just basically takes their soul. these hard drugs. And my concern about the rise with methamphetamine and heroin within our community, as a community, I know there's something that needs to be done. I know ONC has a methamphetamine suicide prevention. But also, I wanted to, for people that are listening that know of somebody that's using meth or heroin, or that knows of someone that does sell, there's a state trooper's phone number that they can call, 543-2294, and talk to someone on the WANT team. So that's 543-2294, state troopers, if you know of anyone that's using, or if you know of anyone that's selling. We want to target the ones that are, you know, distributing this meth and heroin in our community. And as a community, we need to do something. Because I don't want my, you know, our youth to grow up around it, because it's becoming so prevalent in our community. But I wanted to get that number out to, for those that are listening. 543-2294 is a state trooper's number, and you ask for the WANT. I'm almost wanting to speak in Yupik. I know this is the English radio.
You could shortly if you want, you know.
They'll direct you to the right person to talk to. Good morning. Stay warm.
Okay.
And koyana.
Thank you, Anna.
Bye.
Okay. You know, she has a strong point, you know. I think our kids need to be told about what's out there, you know, to be made aware that there are dangerous drugs that are available around our area now, and for them to be very careful. My wife and I went to a thing at the high school. I don't know. It seemed like it was a month or a couple of months ago. And it was like an education time, or to let us know what's out there and what's happening out there, and that there was a lot. I didn't realize there was so much different kind of dangerous drugs that are now available, and they were targeting the kids, you know, and we were, I didn't realize it, you know, but I got made aware that they are here and going out to the villages too.
Yeah, even the tobacco company, that's what they target, are these younger generations, younger people, so that they can make money.
Yeah.
And once that they are addicted to some product, they are going to do just about anything to get it, especially with this hard drugs. So dangerous. It is so dangerous, so that we need to have probably even get it into our schools and bring it out into the open, because if we keep it under the rug, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. This morning I heard, didn't listen to all of it, but that coffee at KYUK thing, the person that was talking about that they're going to start making it, how you call it, they're going to have a bus and something system on their doors. Before you can go into the school, you need to buzz a button or something, and then I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, you know, but they're going to start monitoring and watching people that do come into the school.
Wow, like security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I thought of that as, you know, that's a good move, you know, and so it's going to be a little bit more watched on who does come into the schools. And so it was good to hear that, you know, that they are doing something to protect our kids in the school district here.
Yeah. Even the college school, you know, our college place over here, it would be nice for them to have one too.
Mm.
Maybe in the future, like in another decade or so, maybe we'll have most of these public places with something like that.
Yeah. Yes. The way things are going, yes, it's we will be needing something like that. So our lines are open, 543-KYUK, that's 5985.
And 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
Radio at KYUK.org.
Of course, you can call or email anonymously if you'd like. I'm having a difficult time opening up our email, so something happened to the screen, and then maybe somebody can come in and then readjust our screen here. So this is KYUK's very own talk line that you are listening to, where you, the listeners, can call in. And we haven't heard much from the villages, you know, yet this morning, and I'm kind of wondering, sometimes they do have issues between villages and Bethel, but we'll keep our ears open. So feel free to call. Our lines are open. And the sun is coming out, look like.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's real nice
out
there.
Beautiful colors out there. Yes, wonderful colors. And then the wind appears to be somewhat warm or calm, but I kind of think that the way, from what I heard, there will be, there is weather coming into our area, so this forecast includes cities of Bethel, Hooper Bay, and Nunavak Island. There's a wind chill advisory remaining in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 3 a.m. on Saturday. Winter weather advisory in effect from 9 p.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Alaska Standard Time Saturday. There's blowing snow expected. But we're going to finish that in a moment, right after we answer this next call from Atmotlok. Atjogunak, or Henry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
I see lots of...
No, Kasatun.
Oh, I've seen lots of trail markers from Atmo to Nunup and Nunup to Kasigalok. And I've seen trail markers going down to Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
At some point on the quarter to almost halfway point, they stopped.
Oh.
And the rest of the trail markers are missing and gone. And probably it would be a better idea to put trail markers on that trail before that weather comes in.
Okay. Thank you. All right, thank you. I thought it was our famous Henry. Thank you.
Oh, probably Junior.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't know. Maybe I know him by face, but I didn't know there was a Junior.
Yeah. Yeah, Junior.
Yeah.
He's probably a little younger than I am, right around my age group.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, he's got a point here. So I think there's people with the trail marking group. I know Charles Guest used to work with that, you know, and he did a really excellent good job in keeping our trails marked between here and nearby villages. So I don't know what's going on. At one point, I think they said they were funded to do a halfway over, and then the village was responsible for the other half. I'm not sure if that's what was happening, but, you know, it's good to work together, you know, and I know that search and rescue groups, you know, expend monies to do that, and sometimes they do save their monies for emergencies, you know, like in the event they have to go out, you know, so they need gas and oil and supplies to go out to look for people. So sometimes, especially villagers, they do get short.
Yeah. And another thing that that was in my mind between here and Agula, Agulmit Pawanita at Mausok, Kasigilok Nunap. I know that when they mark their trails, they're very close together.
Yeah.
Because when there's a blizzard,
right.
That's the only way that they're going to make it if they're on the trail. And if you happen to lose that trail, like what that young man was saying, stop and think and survive.
That's right. Going back to that weather forecast, winter weather advisory in effect from 9 p.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Alaska Standard Time Saturday. Blowing snow expected, winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour combined with snow will bring visibilities down to half mile or less. Very cold wind chills expected, wind chills as low as 50 below zero. Expect the coldest wind chills and strongest winds along the coast. Areas of blowing snow will significantly reduce visibility. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite and exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Slow down and use caution while traveling. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat and gloves included. And we'll finish up some of that after our short break. So do call in. You can call in during a break, and then the board will put you on hold for a few minutes until we get right back. Mm-hmm. Don't go away.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
If you're a tribal administrative professional looking for training opportunities, professional support, and additional resources, the Alaska Tribal Administrators Association is here to help you. ATAA offers an outlet to seek and share information, chances to network with content experts and service providers, mentorship opportunities, and so much more. Alaska Tribal Administrators Association is here for you, so you can be there for your community. More information at aktaa.org. This message sponsored by the Alaska Tribal Administrators Association.
In Indian country, older minds matter. We know that wisdom and knowledge can increase with age. Those are the reasons we honor our elders. Some changes are a normal part of aging, but others can be something more serious, like dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The river of life flows through our heart to our brain, and each of us can take steps to keep our mind healthy. Find ways to be physically active, exercise, pay attention to your risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, and smoking. Discuss your heart and brain health with your doctor. Remember, you're an Indian elder, and your mind matters. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, supported by the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome back, everyone, on the final half hour of our talk line show. We have a caller from ANIAC. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Okay.
You could hear me okay?
Yeah, there's a little static between us, you know, but let's try it.
Hang on there.
Okay.
Could you hear me better now?
A lot better, thanks.
Yeah, I'm just going to give a few thoughts on what I see happening, not only here in Alaska, but in the world. And I read the Bible maybe 7-8 times, and I still read and studying it, and you could see what's happening, the way the world is going, with all these fires, you know, and earthquakes and volcanoes and all the bad things that are happening. And that virus in China, coronavirus, they're closing down whole cities. It's killing thousands and thousands of people, and they never find a cure, and it's spreading. And when we read you know, God's word, it tells us it's going to be happening, you know. And there's so much evil in the world, even in our government, you know. In our, if you go to your high school there in Bethlehem and Antioch, you go to the ninth grade class, you know, they're teaching our kids, they call it gender identification. They're telling them that their little kids, you don't need to be a boy or a girl. You could be a girl. And they have this book called Fourth R, and it tells them exactly what to do, and it tells them to tell them younger kids to be like that. And you guys got to go to your school and tell them, all you parents, go to the school board, tell them to get those books out of our school. That's evil. That's it's not right. It's against God's way. And, you know, even in Juneau, our own lawmakers, they're telling people that the permanent fund we're getting right now is too much. And right now, they're trying to use the whole permanent fund and give us only like $500 a piece. And, you know, those words saying that's too much are coming from somebody who's supposed to represent us. So you guys better call them. Call Lyman and Tiffany. More importantly, to go to their Facebook page, tell them, you know, think about us out here. Stop this. Stop what they're doing. Think about us and represent us. And there's a place called Hack and Sack, Alaska, on Facebook. You guys have phones. Go to your Facebook and make your comments. Now tell them what our own lawmakers are doing to us. Another important thing, we all... All of us who depend on Sam and you guys in Bethlehem, you guys better tell them guys in Upper Kalskag to stop pumping sewage into the river for 2 weeks straight. Millions and gallons of sewage. Just when the salmon are swimming up here, just when those smelts are coming up here, whoever is telling that director, I think his name is Hanky in Kalskag, to dump the sewer, tell him don't do that. Please don't do that. God say not to destroy the world. They need to pump that sewer away from the river and make a place where they could dispose of it, because it's destroying. It's destroying our river, destroying our lifestyle. Us poor native, you know, our young people can't even get a piece of their own land to build a house on. They're teaching these evil things to our kids in school, and our own representatives won't even think about us, you know. It's pretty sad what's happening, you know, here in Alaska, but, you know, we can't lose hope, you know. Probably the worst thing is these religions that are taught to our people, and they're still following them. We're not under law anymore. We're under grace through Christ Jesus, and if people don't accept that and keep following these wrong teachings, you know, even Alaska will be destroyed, because Christ Jesus is coming back and the tribulation just started. We're seeing it, these diseases and earthquakes, but there's another life after this, and we can't lose hope. But those are my comments, but mm-hmm. The main thing is, tell Kalskag, please don't dump your sewer into the river. That's our food. And get a hold of Lyman and Tiffany. Tell them to think about us. We need that permanent fund. That's us. That's supposed to be ours. You know, I'm glad we have talk radio, because like Channel 2 News and Channel 11, they lie to you. They even try to use public radio, too, and they get people they tell them, oh, it's okay what they're doing. But it's pretty sad time in history for us people here in Alaska, especially here. And I thank you for having this talk show, because that's one thing that people can hear, the real truth, you know. And thank you, Peter, for being there, and keep it up.
Yeah, I got Sam with me today. Thanks, Sherman, and have a wonderful weekend.
Condolences to them people who lost family members. Say prayers for them to comfort them.
Okay, all right, thanks, Sherman. Yes. Okay, our lines are open. And then time goes fast. This final few minutes of our talk show time, you know, normally goes pretty quickly, but today people are quiet today for some reason. Maybe the weather's too nice out there. People are, you know, the sun is coming out and really looks colorful out there, even though a lot of it is white, you know, but there are sparkles out there, and then the willows outside of our studio window here are not dancing too much, you know, so it looks like a good day to be outside. Yes, and then we haven't heard, you know, over the weekend, normally people would be calling in and telling us this is open and this is that. I haven't paid much attention to what's going on. My wife and I, we were in the big city for a few days last week, and you know, when you lose a few days being here, then you kind of, you know, sometimes don't hear about what's going to be happening, you know, over the weekend and such, you know. But it's a wonderful time to be. And then people I know are fishing, you know, because I'm starting to see fish hanging off fish racks and such, you know.
Yes, I've seen that too.
Yay. Napakia, good morning, Jack.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to your radio broadcast here.
Okay.
Talking about lost people out there, people getting lost in, between religions and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got to remind everybody, this is the 21st century, isn't it? And we have all this technology. And when people go to Anchorage or between Anchorage and other big cities, there's always road lights. So where's our lights? If our main trail that leads to Agula or those tundra villages, and we're losing people between there, why can't we have street lights every so how many feet or even a mile? So, hey, that would work, wouldn't that? This is the 21st year. We have this technology. Let's put it to use. How much is a street light worth? If you know, all these years we've been losing people, and those people aren't worth a headlight. I mean, a street lamp. Let's have those headlights. Street lights put up there. I think that would save lives, many lives. That's my share for today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay, we got another Jack from Bethel. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
A few weeks ago, I made an announcement that Bethel, Rachel, and Bethel Church University would hold a convention here at Bethel. But during yesterday's Church University meeting at headquarters, we were told that convention is canceled. It has been canceled because we're prioritizing fundraising for Airboat. So that's one of the reasons. So again, that convention for Search and Rescue here at Bethel has been canceled, probably, hopefully for next year. So that's all I got.
Okay. All right. We didn't know that. Thanks for letting us know, Jack.
All right.
On to our next caller. We say good morning to Tim from Bethel.
Hi. Good morning,
Peter. Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
beautiful,
Tim.
Beautiful, beautiful God-given day out there.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just calling to express my gratitude for all the search and rescue groups in the villages and here in Bethel. Whenever they have a fundraiser, I really encourage people to get out there and support them as fully as possible. They're all volunteer people, and they do wonderful work for the communities that they serve and for the villages, other villages as well. And they put their tireless effort out there and just do wonderful work for humanity. And thank God that they found the poor children from Nunamiqua, and prayers and condolences for the people in Itnuk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just really, really encouraging people to support their local search and rescue groups. They're awesome people.
It's Kuyana.
Yeah, have a safe and happy Friday weekend.
Yes.
And watch out for weather conditions and listen to your elders. Apparently the 14-year-old that was from Nunamiqua listened to his elders and encouraged the kids and young people to do that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Kuyana.
Very good. Yeah, Kuyana, yeah. Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I shook hands with that little boy, a 2-year-old boy.
Wow.
He was so lively at the hospital yesterday. And then his brother, the next one, he was playing with toys. They were both overjoyed, and their mom and dad were there.
Mm.
So it was good to see. I bumped into them up there, and it was so good to sit down with them for a little bit. Then we talked, and his dad was going to go on to Anchorage to go check on their two older ones.
Ah.
So, but from what I heard from him is that they're expecting full recovery, or they were going to be good. You know, one had, I don't know, he expected them to get well, both of them. Napaskiak, good morning to Wesley.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Wes.
Yeah, and good morning to Herman Morgan up in Eliac.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Morgan makes some good comments with a little part of a biblical pointing out the calamities going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, we must pay attention to what is going on. Mr. Morgan, if you haven't read Hosea chapter 4, that in the Old Testament, the prophecy by Hosea chapter 4, they say Hosea chapter 4 is for our time. That's what they say. Mr. Morgan was the state representative back then. Why can't he run again and tackle the issues up near Aniak? That would be good. Back in my high school years, it was astounding when books came out to our class that about humans evolving from monkeys, and I never believed that. So that was one of it. In a high school, or if they're still teaching that, you know, I don't think that is right. You know, I think that has a bad outcome if one gets to believe that. All right. Good morning. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. What's Bethel, Susan? Good morning.
Hi. I know when I went to school, we had curriculum on Arctic survival.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they still do that. And we had also curriculum called citizenship, about being in part of the community and belonging in the community. And, you know, that gives you motivation to think through on your choices you make and all that. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have those as curriculum or not. Yeah.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, they should. And I don't know. I didn't see curriculum about how to be gay or whatever that gentleman from Aniak was talking about earlier. I know it's talking about they exist and toleration and acceptance and not judging, but mm-hmm. I don't think it said this is how to change your gender. And it just says that exists. Now, I remember back in the 90s, a young fellow in high school whose parents, her mom was a lesbian and had a lesbian partner, and those were his parents, and the kids would tease him about it. It's not his fault, and they would tease him about it, but one of the popular kids kind of took the guy under his wing, and they became best buddies, and they'd go hunting together and all that stuff. And, I mean, it's just I'm thankful that happened, because, you know, we have a lot of, like, suicide and depression and things like that out here. And to bully somebody, that's something that's nothing they have any control of, you know. And so I know the Bible says love one another, and God's our ultimate judge, and we need to trust Jesus. And that's kind of the road I'm taking with my interpretation of and my faith. Mm-hmm. But I did want to put a plug in for Search and Rescue. Keep your ears open, because the VFW Auxiliary sometime in March, we're going to do a special. We have bingo on Wednesday night. We're going to do a special bingo, specifically all proceeds going to that airboat.
Wow.
And they'll be there selling T-shirts or whatever, too. They're invited to do that. But that's still in the works, but it'll probably be sometime in March. And keep your ears open, because it's kind of fun when you have a special dedication bingo, because people that normally don't play bingo show up, and we have a lot of fun. And I know the animal rescue Friends of Canine.
Yeah.
Periodically, they'll do a dessert cake night bingo on a VFW night or a VFW auxiliary night. And they got one planned this coming Thursday, day before Valentine's Day. So it's going to be like cakes and cookies, and you go play bingo, and then there's a break in the middle where you have your raffle tickets drawn to see if you win any cupcakes or cookies or cake or whatever you could pick. Sometimes there's pies and cheesecake. And basically, if anybody want to play bingo next Thursday, that's a fun night to play and maybe win some desserts. And if anyone out there likes to bake cookies, fry bread, cupcakes, whatever, bring them during the day, because Nancy or someone will be there during the day to take that stuff at the bingo hall, bingo side. And then that evening there'll be a cookie cake raffle and bingo. And that's a VFW bingo night. And that's this coming Thursday. So that's coming up. But sometime in March, the auxiliary plans to do something with Search and Rescue, a special bingo night just for them. So just keep your ears open. Sometimes there'll be a maybe there'll be something on the bulletin board going in that shows when it's coming up, too, or people put it on Facebook.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you too. All Thanks, right. Susan.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Wow. Yes. Wanted to read something here that there was going to be some exciting ball games this weekend. Tune in to KYUK 640 a.m. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. for the Warrior Boys versus Nome Nanooks basketball game. For the Lady Warriors versus Nome Nanooks at Nome basketball games. You can tune in to KYUK's 90.3 FM, the mix. A typo there, I guess. Friday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday at 6:30 p.m.
KYUK's Community Advisory Board will meet Tuesday, Friday, February 11 at 6:30 p.m. at the station. All are welcome to attend at 2:11.
Okay. Deadline for submission of applications to fill seats on the 10 subsistence regional advisory councils have been extended. Applications must be received via mail or fax by close of business on Monday, March 2, 2020, or be postmarked by that date. While we're waiting for a caller, we're reading off Thunderdrums.
Yes. UNASU, the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Council, will host a public meeting throughout March to develop proposals and to discuss issues affecting subsistence in their regions. The public is invited to participate in person or by teleconference. From the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, the meeting dates is on March 16 and 17 at 9 a.m. at the Yupik Pichirirat Cultural Center in Bethel. For more information, call Eva Pat Patton at 907-786-3358. Number again, 907-786-3358. And that call, ask for Eva.
Okay, we still have a few more minutes, so if you'd like to put in a call, you got a little time left, you know, and I'm just going to jump into forecasting weather. There's a weather change that's coming. Be observant about that, you know, if you must be outdoors. But we got a call from Pat ONC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Kind of hard to get on that phone. I've been dialing for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, we apologize for that. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's okay. I wanted to call about the trails from Bethel to Atmoto.
Hey, okay.
ONC does half of that trail, and we've marked it to the Beaver House. So that's 8 miles, and then the 8 miles from the Beaver House to Atmoto. Atmoto Council is supposed to do that, but they haven't done that yet. There are some volunteers that said they would do it this year, but I'm not sure if they've had time to go up there and do it yet from Bethel. But the tribe does have funds to do half from Atmoto to Bethel to that Beaver House.
Okay.
The other thing that we do, we mark halfway from Bethel to Nebuska and then halfway from Bethel to the Y, too. So those are the three trails that we do. So the other half, the villages are supposed to do it. Other than that, be safe. That's all I had to report.
Question on Bethel to Y trail. Is that on a river?
Yes, that's an ice road.
Okay.
We've marked both from Bethel through Church Slough to the Y and then from through by Swalby to the Y.
Very good. Well, thanks. Well, we thank you for what you guys do. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Okay, have a good day. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye. Okay. If anybody would like to squeeze in a call, we should have a few more minutes, you know, but when the time comes, then we'll be wrapping up. But we're one more bit of the weather we wanted to do was say that today, Friday, we're expecting mostly sunny skies, highs 10 below to 15 below. North wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Friday night this evening, There's a chance of snow in the evening, then snow likely after midnight. Areas of blowing snow after midnight, lows 15 below to 5 above inland, 10 below to 20 below along the coast. Northeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour. So the wind is expected to pick up. And then Saturday, listen to this. There's snow likely in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow, highs in the lower teens to lower 30s inland and 0 to 15 above along the coast. North wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. So there is some change expected in our weather in the area, sounds like.
Yeah. Be aware. And for those people that have access to the weather site, keep an eye on it.
Yes, Mark said, you know, that Costco.net and go to Bethel Radar and give you a picture about what's coming up in the weather. But I think we're close to the end of our time here, so we want to thank everyone, especially those that have called in. We've had an array of callers. You know, we didn't get a whole lot as normally as we would, you know, but we've heard from Mark and the River Trail Ice Road that they've been working on, and that they are accepting donations for people that would like to help them with their efforts, you know, in making an ice road usable to between the villages and Bethel area. And there was a 40-day for Anna at 9416 Thunder Ridge. And then Sonny had some good comments this morning. And also on the 23rd, you know, I failed to write out what that was about. That Lily from Bethlehem called. I'm sorry, but they had something going on 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center. Sorry about that, you know. But then John from the Pakiak, thanks everyone. Ina also had called in about Lively Hope Fellowship. That tomorrow 6 p.m. they'll be having service, and she was concerned about bad illicit drugs that are coming into our community and surrounding. And then Henry from Atmatlok was concerned about the trail markers that need, you know, some work, and that SAR meeting yesterday announced that there's the regional convention had been postponed till maybe next year. So we thank everyone that had called in. We appreciate the, especially the listeners also that do listen in. So we thank you very much. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, everyone.